job like it, Cherry Lake, you know, did a project, you know, on Hep Carton. Then he got, we could come out of, got, as I was saying, come up a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, got a little bit of money, then where we could get out, get things that way. Mm-hmm. That's the way we did.
What the, tell me about the school that you went to.
Shadyville School.
How far did you get in school?
I went to eight, might have been the fifth grade, I don't know, it could have been the sixth, but I never did get very far in it, just, you know, long enough to get started.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as far as I'd get. And then my dad had stopped me. And I wouldn't go no more the rest of that year then. Then the next year, when the time comes, go to school, then I start again. I start writing the same book about where I cut, you know, when I, and that's all the way I ever got. Until then, I got grown, then I didn't even go to school. Mm-hmm. You know, because I was sort of embarrassed. Because I was grown, and all the rest of them at my time had done graduate, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't go no more.
And you mentioned your sisters.
Well, they, two of them, they graduated. They went to high school. One is down south, and then one I was trying to tell you go to that, see, Emma Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she went. She graduated, her and my sister in the south. But I didn't.
What was your name before you married?
Sheffield.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's...
That's my brother down there. That's my oldest brother.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Do you know much about them? When this area was settled,
I couldn't tell. I don't know. It was in, I couldn't tell you what year, nothing about it. I didn't know when that slavery, they come, and it wasn't all, it was just a, might say a whole swamp. Now I hear my grandmother and all of them talk about when they kill hogs, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the panthers would come up there to their house and get up on the meat banks and great holler, you know, right there at the house and things. They smelt that meat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But everything was settled, and, you know, just thickly, just a plum. I guess you'd call it, I wouldn't know what you'd call it. But see, when in the slavery time, they come across here into America, you know, from somewhere. And we had old Aunt Lisa Miller, we called her up there at Sherman, a colored woman.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of the slaves. She come on up there, and she didn't. Well, I don't know how many years it's been since she died. Now she had a daughter named Liz,
mm-hmm.
and she died. But that's when, that way back then, is when my daddy and all of them, my daddy come from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And everything up here was growed up. Wasn't no field, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I wouldn't know just what year it was founded, nothing like mm-hmm. that. But it must have been way back then. I wouldn't be knowing. But I never heard my daddy say nothing about it. And nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't know when it was, you know, founded this country, but it's been a long, well, you know it has, because I've been here this long myself.
Mm-hmm. Would you know how, you said your daddy came from Alabama?
Yeah, he come from Alabama. They come in a ox cart from Alabama.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, some kind of something like that. Him and his brother and his daddy and his stepmother, stepmother. Mm-hmm. And all come over there, from over there. Sheffield, Alabama, I believe is what they call it. And then he come over here, and I don't know what he said to start with.
That was where your father was born, though, Sheffield?
Yeah, Alabama. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he come over there.
What about your mother? Where was she born?
She was born right over here in this field.
Just a few miles away?
She was a Smith. Yeah, she wasn't very far from me. Well, I could tell you, all these just, when they, I don't know whether they homesteaded it or how, but I know a lot of them homesteaded it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of people do, you know. Been that way for several years, they'd get fine land and they'd homestead it so many years, then it'd come theirs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine a lot of them, when they first come to this country, that's what they did, homesteaded a lot of it. That's mm-hmm. just my imagining, you know, but I didn't hear them saying much of that. But I know they do some. I hear them little pair around about just people have homesteaded since it's, you know, they got people in it like this.
Mm-hmm.